The Straight Walk. Ezekiel 1, verse 7. And their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot, and they sparkled like the color of burnished brass. Straight feet. The feet of these marvelous creatures were straight feet, not twisted, warped, or crooked. Therefore, their walk was straight, not faltering, stumbling, or hesitant. The servant of God walks straight and upright in his daily walk. He walks at home, at work, or at play in the same direction and manner as he walks at church. He has but one orientation in his walk, and that is to walk in the Spirit, seeking to please God. Therefore, his is a straightforward walk, not a crooked walk that brings confusion to the mind and heart. The glorified fire creatures had both feet straight with no limping or lameness. In Scripture, feet speak of the walk or deportment in life. The feet of these creatures signifies that their deportment, their walks reflects forth the light and the beauty and the glory of Christ. Mephibosheth was the son of Jonathan that King David defended. As a result of an accident, he was lame in both his feet. David, because of his love vow to Jonathan, brought Mephibosheth to his palace in high honor and gave him to eat at the king's table. Later, however, when King David fled from his throne and crossed the brook Kidron, because of his lameness, Mephibosheth could not go with the king. A lame or crooked-footed creature has small strength in his labors, as one foot will always be weaker and work differently from the other. One foot may go one way and the other another. They have a double walk. Many believers are lame in their feet. They have a church foot and a home foot. A foot that walks one way when guests are present, and a foot that walks another way when one is alone. It is said that character is defined by how a person acts when he is alone. A man God has developed will not go through life limping and staggering in his faith. The writer of the book of Hebrews, in chapter 10 and verses 38 and 39, speaks about a lame soldier. And I quote, "Now the just shall live by faith, but if a man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." The word "draw back" is an army term meaning stepping short. United States Army, it is called goal-breaking. When an army is marching into combat in step with the beat of the drum, a coward will march with just a little shorter step, like a lame man, and thereby, little by little, he would work himself to the back of the army, so he would not be in the front line when the clash of arms came. He will be marching just like everybody else, but just a little shorter step. God says for the short-stepping one, the foot-dragging lame soldier, "My soul shall have no pleasure in him." The short-stepping ones show up whenever it is time for a job to be done. They're always busy someplace else, doing something much more convenient, disappearing when there is hard work to be done, waiting for it all to be done by someone else. However, they are right up front at the head of the line when the table is served. The straight foot, the straight walk, leaves no place for deviation or digression. David, a man of God with straight feet, ran towards a conflict with a giant Goliath. There was no foot dragging with him. He had faith in the Holy Spirit that had anointed him, and a surety in his heart of the prophetic promise of Samuel, so he eagerly ran forward to meet, not his demise, but a triumph of faith over his giant adversary. There are those who need to walk with the aid of crutches. Their feet are so weak or disabled or undependable that without such aid, they cannot ambulate at all. The lame have a dire need to lean upon outside help for every step they take in the path of life. However, in those fire creatures, the fires had done their work well. They had burned out all foot diseases and crippling weaknesses, so they now walk on their own two good feet without the need or dependency on any outside help. Whether such dependency be upon a prayer partner, pastor, or a stalwart friend. Such dependency is necessary for the man disabled in his feet, because there is not enough strength in crooked feet to stand and walk the path God has set before them. Until the fires can burn out the hindering diseases in his feet, he will never become a fully developed man of God with wings and straight feet. There are those who have been healed from their disablement by the miraculous power of God. They have taken their crutches and broken them in an ecstasy of relief and joy. They would not need the help of those things any longer. They did not take them to the store and trade them in for a new pair. They wanted to say goodbye forever to those old helps. It is a great blessing in life when God heals the feet and gets those pathetic, limping leaners off their crutches and onto a strong, straight feet and walk. Cloven-footed. Ezekiel saw yet another wonder in the appearance of those marvelous creatures that appeared out of the fire. He saw that the sole of their feet were like the sole of a cow's foot, or cloven-footed. Their feet were hooves divided in the middle. A cloven foot on an animal was one of the two signs that indicate that it was considered an animal clean to eat, according to the hygienic laws of Moses. The cloven foot symbolized a sanctified walk, or a walk on earth that was separated unto God. The very word sanctified comes from the Hebrew word kodesh, which means holy or separated. The cloven feet on those creatures out of the fire signifies that their life is separated from the flesh and the world, and live fully unto God. They have straight feet and walk in the path that pleases God and fulfill his will. Moses wrote in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 4 that God divided or separated the light from the darkness. And since that day, no man has ever been able to unite darkness and light. God separated them. And if any man is going to walk a straight walk in the light, he cannot walk in the darkness of this world at the same time. He must have feet that separate him from the world of darkness and its entertainment, joys, pleasures, and evil employment. However, in gainful work, he may spoil the Egyptians of their gold and silver, but never worship the Egyptian gods. Christ is the light of the world, and he will never be joined together with the works of darkness because God separated forever light from darkness. The ox is a cloven-footed beast. They were raised principally for service or sacrifice. They were animals separated unto service as a source of strength or for a victim to be offered on the altar as a sacrifice unto God. The divided feet of the creatures of Ezekiel's vision indicate that they were equipped for service, even as Jesus, the model son, became a servant slave and washed the feet of his disciples. Jesus said in the book of Matthew, chapter 20 and verse 27, "Whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many." Animals with cloven feet can walk into the shallow, muddy banks of rivers to eat the luscious grass that grows there, even in drought times. And with those feet, they will not get stuck in the mud. If an animal without divided hoof goes into mud, it easily gets stuck because its hoof is not divided. Therefore, when it attempts to withdraw its feet from the sticky mud, its undivided hoof creates a vacuum and it cannot extricate itself. The worldling will say such a straight walk is too fanatical and impractical, and he says the truth. For to be called a fanatic is not such a bad epithet to be cast upon a believer. To be a fanatic really means one that is totally dedicated to one thing in life. A fully dedicated scientist is a fanatic. A fine musical artist that lives and breathes his music is a music fanatic. It is really a fine word and rightly fits a man of God who has straight feet and a sanctified walk. That man, regardless of where he is or what he may be doing, will always have the things of God as the principal direction of his walk. Even gainful employment will not be his vocation, but only his avocation. Jesus, working 6 days a week and long hours in the carpenter shop, never lost his Father-centered direction. Carpentering was his means of sustenance, but not his goal in life. Nor does that mean he was always talking about his Father to every customer that entered his shop. But it does mean that there was a flow of love and praise in his heart throughout the day as he communed in his inner being with his God.